Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, Stepping Out in Faith.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith we understand that the universe was ordered by the word of God, so that what is visible came into being through the invisible. By faith, Abel offered to God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Through this, he was attested to be righteous, God bearing witness to his gifts, and through this, though dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up, so that he should not see death, and he was found no more, because God had taken him. Before he was taken up, he was attested to have pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who approaches God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah warned about what was not yet seen. With reverence, built an ark for the salvation of his household. Through this, he condemned the world and inherited the righteousness that comes through faith. The Word of God. By faith, the universe was transformed by those who embraced the reality of God's love. Faith is at the core of our relationship with our Creator and the one who sent into the world. Not just one aspect of our spirituality. Faith is the very platform of our lives. Think about the idea of a platform for a moment. It can be a raised level surface on which people or things can stand, the focal point for all who see and hear the message being proclaimed. In another sense, a platform can refer to the declared policy of a political party or group. A person running for office not only stands for certain ideas, but stands on them. Or how about in the computer world, where we speak of a platform as an operating system? All that functions does so in the context of a coordinated, focused network of possibilities. Faith is our platform. As believers in God's promises. In her book, Wouldn't Take Nothing From My Journey Now, the poet Maya Angelou recalls her grandmother. She describes her as a tall, cinnamon-colored woman with a deep, soft voice who relied completely on the power of God. Angelou saw her grandmother standing thousands of feet up in the air on nothing visible, as she would draw herself up to her full 6 feet, clasp her hands behind her back, look up into a distant sky and declare, I will step out on the word of God. Angelou continues, I could see her flung into space, moons at her feet and stars at her head, comets swirling around her. Naturally, it wasn't difficult for me to have faith. I grew up knowing that the Word of God has power. End of quote. Our reading from Hebrews for today gives us some real examples of courageous folks like this valiant woman who embraced faith as the platform of their lives and were not disappointed. Abel acted in faith when he offered to God the best of his harvest, even if it meant his own death at the hand of an envious brother. Enoch did not taste death. He lived a life of faith in which he walked with God, and in the midst of that walk, we're told, God took him. Noah expressed his faith in his obedience to God's mysterious message about building an ark to shelter his family from an impending flood. What seemed foolish to those around him made sense to Noah because he was a man of faith, ready to do God's will in all things. What about us? What does our platform of faith look like? How do we speak from it and act from it? How does faith enrich and enliven all that we are, all that we say and do? Imagine for a moment that platform as your very own inner core compass deep within you. The points on the compass are yours to choose under the inspiration of the Spirit and the nudge of grace. The points might be values, virtues, principles, and character, or whatever you want to name them. The energy that directs the compass is the energy of faith. We can depend on it to get us to where we need to go. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Is the light bright enough for us to see? Sometimes too bright? What and who is leading us on? Let us move forward in confidence that we are being lovingly led by the one who created us. Thank you.